This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Here we are at 7 after the hour for the official overview this week of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with His Eminence Michael Cardinal...
Michael Cardinal Harrison?
His
Eminence?
Yes, he is. His Eminence is here.
Was right, I getting a promotion?
Yes, you were.
Just last week, I was a choir boy.
No, you did a very nice job last week. Thank you for all of your service above and beyond the normal call of duty here. John, the job here is to take all the stories and the people, the two lists that Michael and his staff prepare every week. Their research is done on News Talk radio stations and with the hosts, personalities, the programs on these stations talking about issues of the day. So we'll get to the list of stories, have a comment or two probably here and there, and the people that are on the list. So let's go for it, Michael.
Yeah, we have had quite a week, and it's good to be back with you, Doug. You and I haven't been on together in a couple of weeks, so
yes,
here we go.
Yes.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoff push. We're coming down to the wire, and that's exciting, especially for those who find baseball exciting. And National Football League action, and the NFL will also be on this survey when we get a little higher, but it's at number 10. At number 9, Wiener sentenced. At number 8, the passing of the legendary Hugh Hefner. At number 7, we still have the Trump-Russia probe. At number 6, the Puerto Rico devastation. At number 5, North Korea's threats and sanctions and all that. At number 4, the Ray Moore victory in Alabama. At number 3, GOP's ACA repeal. At number 2, the Trump tax overhaul. And at number 1, back to the NFL, the NFL anthem protests. Crazy, crazy week. The people on our survey, Roger Goodell at number 10, Anthony Weiner at number 9, at number 8, Hugh Hefner, at number 7, Paul Manafort and Roger Stone, at number 6, Kim Jong-un, at number 5, Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy, at number 4, Stephen K. Bannon, at number 3, Roy Moore. Mitch McConnell is at 2, and guess who's number 1? The man to whom the world is addicted for entertainment, input, excitement, and hope, Donald Trump.
Huh. Addicted to. I love that.
Oh, there is a terrible Trump addiction in this world now. Everybody's addicted to Trump.
All right. So what is the Trump effect when it comes to News Talk Radio, this insatiable desire to talk about him and how he inveigles himself into, or he is one way or another inveigled into even the storylines of comedy TV sitcoms like Will and Grace this past week. Did you watch that?
No.
The return of Will and Grace?
Well, no.
It was basically a toss to those who don't like Trump. That was basically the line, although there's some good lines. The lady who is the, I never used to watch Will and Grace at all, but because my lady friend is very interested in it, she wanted to watch it. I think Deborah Messing is a very interesting character. I like her as an actress, but man, do they like they had a field day. But apparently it started last year, Michael, with some YouTube get together of all the cast, and it was before the election, and that sort of is what spawned this revival and also this week's episode. So,
it was anti-Trump, huh?
Well, you could take it that way. I think that's what came across to me.
Did you write a letter?
No, I'm not going to sit right down and write them.
Well, I'm going to write a letter.
Yeah, it just, you know,
dear Will, dear Grace.
It's like listening to radio. When you like the radio program, you stay with it. If you don't like it, you turn it off. Or go to another one. Same thing.
No, I think people,
for me.
But I think people like Trump even when they dislike him. When I said addicted, I don't mean addicted to him as political approval. I mean addicted to him as, okay, what's he saying now? And it's such an easy topic for talk show hosts. You say, what's the impact on talk radio? He's easy. Yeah. It's so easy to do a show. Trump is the, in my history of following media, which is basically what I do for a living, I have never, and you know the term that I use, media exhibitionist, which is a nice way of saying a person who just will do anything to be out there in the media.
Yeah.
This guy is.
There are a few talkos who fall into that category.
We all know people like that, and to a certain degree, we're all like that. It's a matter of degree. It's a matter of degree. Anybody who has a Facebook page has it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So we're all media whores, if you'll pardon the expression. So that being said, Donald Trump has it more than any human being I have ever studied, more than Kim Kardashian, more than and
more attention. Is that what you're saying?
He craves. He craves the spotlight. He seeks it and he gets it.
Do you think he has a personality disorder, and that's why he does it?
Oh, I think we all have personality disorders. I think that within the realm of his craving for attention, it's abnormal. I don't know if it's disorder. Disorder means it's maybe unhealthy or it's malignant. No, it's abnormal. I think the craving for attention is a normal part of our human psyche. I think we all seek it to one degree or another, unless you're a hermit and you don't want it, and that's actually the disorder. People that don't want any attention or be with anybody else, they're the ones that are strange. But I think he's abnormal. I think he's extremely abnormal in that regard.
Mm-hmm. So that gives people something else to talk about. I find his personality troubling. I guess that would be the word that I would use or his actions. I don't know if it's his personality or his actions, but his actions come out of his personality. So it's really hard to be in the camp unless you're drinking the Kool-Aid, and I haven't liked the flavor of the Kool-Aid. But having said that, I do think there are a lot of things that he's addressing and doing that need to be addressed and need to be fixed. Whether it's being fixed the right way or not remains to be seen. I think there are way too many people who are far too judgmental in terms of the effect of his policies, but his approach, the tweeting and the bombastic comments about people that work with him or for him in public.
The attacks.
I wouldn't run my company, and you wouldn't either. You wouldn't say to Kevin Casey on the air, you know, Kevin, I think your work sucks, and it's time you straighten it up, or I'm going to get rid of you. You wouldn't
I wouldn't for two reasons. One, it's the wrong way to deal with somebody.
Yeah,
in the case of Kevin Casey, it's not true.
Yeah.
Every day I get up in the morning, I thank God I have Kevin Casey in my life.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a pretty good example. He's done it with the Attorney General. A lot of people that work for him, or who are on his staff, if you will, Sessions is getting in the neck all the time.
Yeah, no, I think that's abysmal. That is a different subject.
It's not
subject.
A way to build a team, and he's
it's
got
not a way to treat
team,
people.
Michael. No,
it's not a way to treat people.
But how has he been successful as a developer and as a businessman when he treats people like he seems to? And that's his rap. You hear from other folks who say he's just like that, dealing with people in business.
I think that you have to determine what your definition of the word success is. I don't believe it is a given that Donald Trump is successful. That's like saying, anybody.
It depends on how you measure it. Yeah, all right, I give you that.
Okay, I mean, that's an important point.
Isn't he successful? He's president of the United States. He's reached a level of success that other people have ever reached.
No, he successfully reached the level of president. He has not yet been a successful president.
Interesting.
Okay, Hillary Clinton reached a level of getting the Democratic nomination for president and the first woman to do so. Is she a success? Mm-hmm. You see, the height to which you rise does not necessarily equal to success. A person could be a very successful bus driver and be a terribly unsuccessful president.
Yeah.
And a person could be poor and extremely successful. And a person could be mega wealthy and be, an idiot.
Yeah. Well, money doesn't necessarily come because you're smart. Sometimes you're lucky. Sometimes you're good. So it just depends.
Right.
On lots of different things.
I just wish we all thought that. I wish we thought more that way than just, you know, said somebody's successful because they of you know, all that glitters.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there's a certain amount of superficiality to those measurements, I think. 15 yeah. past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, asking about a bad hair day. Perhaps you're not doing so well in the hair department. Your nails breaking. Are there things going on with your body? Your skin is aging. You don't like the way you look. You don't like the way you feel. What is missing is the question, and what's going on with my body? Well, you probably have a problem with your immune system. Your body is not healthy. It's not getting a good, strong blood supply. And so the answer to this, getting your immune system, that's the other thing that so many Americans are having a problem with. The immune system is just either breaking down, it's failing, because you're not eating enough of the good foods, the natural foods that are enabling, or not, depending on whether you're getting enough of them in your system, your immune system to act the way it's supposed to. And there are a lot of people who think a lot about supplements. You hear a lot of ads about supplements. You hear this claim, you hear that claim. Well, there's one claim that makes a lot of sense to me, and that is if you want to have a good, strong body, most any doctor will tell you, you got to have a strong immune system. And if your immune system is weak, the way to fix it is to go online to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And use a code DJV to order a bottle of their fruits and vegetables. Now, it's not like you're getting a banana or you're getting a piece of pepper or something like that. No, what you're going to get is a capsule that has all of these fruits. There are 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. If you take one veggie capsule a day, one fruit capsule a day, you'll get it. And in a month, your immune system will be supercharged. Stay on the program for a couple of months, and they guarantee your system will be boosted by as much as 700%. So then things will work well in your body, your hair, your face, all of the things that you want to feel good about that you don't now will be enhanced by your using the products that come from Balance of Nature. So go online to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, get the first month supply of these fruits and vegetables in a capsule free. First month free. The free month supply comes when you go to balanceofnature.com/DJV.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, pests, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 and change after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the hot hits in news talk radio. We do this every week, we being me. I'm Doug Steffen, and Michael Harrison, who's my comrade and friend. We've been together in this venue for probably 15 years. The program's been on the air for pretty much the entire 25 years Talkers Magazine has been in existence. Find the list at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, all kinds of things that Michael has created over the years to focus on this one thing, the fascination people have of what's on talk radio and talk television.
Yeah.
And we're into
talk media.
Yeah, talk media. The Trump effect on talk media. I thought it was interesting. I saw a survey about what people who listen, this was a focus group, and the question was, Michael, when thinking about news commentary, pick the statement that best describes your preference. 65% said, I prefer some news and some commentary on both radio and television. 26% said, I prefer all news and news headlines, no commentary. 9% said, I prefer mostly commentary. I already know what the headlines are. I want to hear issues explored, discussed in detail. That's kind of an interesting, isn't it, huh? 65% some news and some commentary.
Well, so. I take those kinds of surveys, you know, very lightly.
Yeah.
I like
good conversation pieces.
Yeah, I like a platform. We're talking about platforms, you know, news organizations, CNN, it's a platform. New York Times, it's a platform. This show is a platform. You know, it depends on what the purpose of the platform. But if a platform presents itself as news and talk, I like a news department and commentary. I'm still old-fashioned. I like a radio station that has an on-site news department that every so often will do the news. I remember when news at the top of the hour, some places news at the top and the bottom, and then you talk about the news, which is commentary. It's like a newspaper. Newspapers platform. It has the editorial pages, the op-ed, guest columnists. Sometimes they provide different points of view. Sometimes the paper is a Republican or a Democratic supporter. And then they have, just hopefully objective journalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. I like
but there
mix.
Isn't much of that anymore, is there, really?
It's not that. Well, everything is targeted now to the preconceived notions of a target audience. Mm-hmm. The most.
How does that work? Would you mind explaining that to the artist that doesn't quite understand the jargon?
Rather than say, we're going to do everything we can to be objective journalists and objective commentators and let the chips fall as they will, the people that strategize how a newspaper, a magazine, a TV show, a news operation will operate, they try to come up with content that will already be agreeable and appealing to the choir they're preaching to. They target people's preconceived notions and play to it. There are radio stations that are all Trump all the time for people that love Trump. There are hosts out there who will play to people. Look, MSNBC and Fox, Sean Hannity versus Rachel Maddow, prime example. Fox is in business to please and appeal to the Trump supporters. MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, she's in business to appeal to the Trump haters. She's not going to suddenly do a story and say, you know what? Trump just did something great. I got to rethink my... They're going to ignore it. They seek victory, not truth. And I'm not blaming those two. I'm saying that's the way it is all across the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very interesting to get all these. I just saw a headline, Liam Neeson now. I mean, why would he be even saying anything about anything? He was interviewed by somebody about his political beliefs, and he started by bringing up some parallels between Trump and Nixon and the era in which they... We're leaders. Interesting. 28 after the hour on the countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Four at the hour now, the weekly overview of the hot hits. The good news is this program has been going on and on. It'll be here as long as Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen can take a breath. You can follow us if you want. The weekly podcast, blogtalkradio.com/talkradio countdown. All right, the review of the hot hits every week. You can find some of the older shows too, blogtalkradio.com. You can also find it on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, but it's /, make sure you, if you're looking for it, everybody wants to know, what's the real thing? What am I going to find? It's blogtalkradio.com/talkradio countdown. So Michael and I have been talking about the Trump effect. I came across some results, and Michael says, well, I don't give much merit to some of these focus group things, but a lot of people make decisions on how to program the station, Michael, on the results of these things. One of the other questions that came up in this focus group, do you feel the hosts of news talk programs ought to get behind President Trump, or should they be critical of his actions? Do you have any reservations about it?
It all depends on who you're asking.
45% said both. 33% said they should be critical of his actions. I have reservations about 25% said they should get behind President Trump. So, no, I don't think it's...
Who are they? You know, what does it mean? It's numbers. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
I think that ultimately all artistic and creative decisions have to come from a combination of observable facts and intuition. I don't believe that research or statistics is going to take you forward. It's just going to keep you where you are. It's going to tell you what the past was.
So why do people pay so much attention?
Because of the corporate structure. The corporate structure, people have to justify their decisions because no one believes that anybody's gut is valid. So what you do is you pay somebody else to give you their gut, and then you use it as research. I've always said one man's gut is another man's research. No gender implied there. One person's gut is another person's research.
Well, what are you deciding to do this for? Why are we making this change? Well, according to research, it says that, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay.
As opposed to, well, because it just seems right to me, you know.
Yeah.
Why are we playing that new record by a group nobody's ever heard of called the Beatles? Well, you know something, they really sound cool, and because so-and-so's playing it, because so-and-so says it's good.
Somebody else started.
So if you don't go, everything starts with somebody's gut.
Mm-hmm.
Every movement, whether it's art, whether it's political, whatever it is, it starts somewhere with somebody's intuition, and then as it spreads, as it develops, as it evolves, it becomes researched and, you know, numbers and analyzed, and it becomes something else. But it doesn't start with that. You know, if Henry Ford asked people, you know, what they wanted, we'd have horses with wheels.
Some places we do, depending on if you go to the Amish country or not, for sure. All right, so a couple of other things that are nuanced in, I really like bringing you out. You like talking about these things because you don't have much of another chance to do it, and it gives people a chance to maybe look at their own values and think about their own values as they compare what you say to what they may be thinking. The information that's coming out this week about the Russian interference in the election. There's the whole business of the Russian, it was number seven this week, the Russian-Trump relationship. Twitter says, quote, it deeply respects the integrity of the election process, which is the cornerstone for all democracies. We will continue to strengthen Twitter against attempted manipulation, malicious automated accounts, spam, as well as other activities that violate our terms of service. So this comes on the heel of Facebook admitting that they sold ads to the Russians, and people are getting indignant about it. I thought it was pretty... Are we that naive? Do we think in this era, when there's so much influence to be had by using social media, we don't think the Russians are going to buy ads, to even if they're not hacking? Isn't there a certain naivete that goes with that thinking, Michael?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of naivete about social media.
And about, yeah, that's a point. Yeah.
And about this whole thing, fake news.
Yeah.
We live in an age of propaganda, and we live in an age when it's very difficult to discern the difference between propaganda and objective, credible, thought-out, real news. And because of social media, anything could be amplified and spread like lightning.
Right.
So that's a dangerous combination. And, I mean, there is evidence to indicate that the Russians might even be behind this whole outrage about whether or not the flag should be stand for it and salute it or kneel and all this stuff going on.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Where'd you hear that?
I heard it somewhere. I don't know. I'm just saying I heard it. I'm not saying it's true.
Fake news? No, it's true.
I don't know what's real.
That's why
you have to be skeptical. I'm skeptical. I've always been skeptical of even the credible news agencies. To me, that's not new that they make mistakes or that they're biased. But I certainly have a very, very amount of skepticism about stuff that comes from sources I'm not familiar with, especially the Internet, a la social media. Just don't believe what you hear from any side until you have a chance to really study it, analyze it, and have it vetted by people and organizations that have earned your trust, and even then be skeptical.
It's a pretty amazing world we live in, Master Jack. It really is.
Well, it's scary when you... Look, if you want to go through life naive, There's an old saying, it's true, ignorance is bliss. But ignorance is also a plague. And we just don't have enough security in this thing called reality for us to have the luxury of choosing the course of ignorance. Ignorance is dangerous. It's just too dangerous out there not to be vigilant and alert and smart.
That's very well put, Michael.
Thank you.
What do you remember about the first Playboy magazine you ever saw?
I don't remember. I was in a conversation yesterday, and that question came up. What were you doing the first time you ran into Playboy? And I think I said, oh, another girly magazine. I think I had already seen. I don't remember. I remember seeing.
1953. Come on now. You're only
I was a lot younger than that. But the point is, I don't remember my first Playboy magazine. I just remember finding somewhere pictures of naked women, which I found fascinating. my initial exposure to pornography was, and I found it very, very exciting, was watching the changing of the mannequins at Macy's window in New York. And then... Are you all right? then I found deep interest in international expeditions on documentaries about remote expeditions into the jungles and native tribes. Do you remember what pornography was like when you were a child?
I didn't know it was pornography. I just thought it was cool.
Well, you were probably quite repressed as a child. But
no, I was on the farm, and I was used to seeing everything that there was to see. I knew about sex when I was 6 years old. Sex is no big deal. I saw the cows having sex all the time. There was no, God, that's gross.
Is that how you learned about the birds and the bees from the cows?
Yep, from being on the farm. Yep. That's how I did it. That's how
fascinating.
I knew.
Fascinating.
Yep. And who's on the farm now? Nobody. That's one of the reasons we have so much deviancy. In the days when, I mean, there certainly always have been deviants around, don't get me wrong, but more and more people on the farm seeing chickens and goats and sheep and cows doing it. Okay, so that's how they do it. All right, big deal. Next. And so it doesn't get to the point of that we've become such prudes and so silly about sex in our country.
But don't you think that a certain degree of prudishness makes sex more fun?
Of course. Makes it more
exciting. Don't you think that it has to be dirty to be kind of erotic?
Mm-hmm. Well, in my... In my case, no. But if you really care about somebody, I think that brings it around. But stimulation comes from...
Well, can you have satisfying sex with somebody you don't care about?
Is that a question? Is that a personal
question? I'm going to get you off the hook. It's a rhetorical question.
No, I'm okay.
Don't answer it because we don't care what you think. But,
okay.
And nobody cares what I think about that either. The question, though, stands as a part of a discussion about the impact that Hugh Hefner had upon our society and what his role was in the evolution of pornography. Mm. Pornography is one of the, if not biggest, money-making industries in the world today. Even bigger than National Football League media.
Mm-hmm.
So I find... all joking aside, and I love to joke about these things because it's fun, but all joking aside, this is a profound sociological phenomenon that's interesting to analyze.
It is. All right, 45 past the hour. Oh, this is interesting. That's how we keep an audience here. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here's the latest offer from MyPillow, MyPillow.com, underscoring the fact that you need a new pillow every single year. Michael, how often do you replace your pillows?
Every day.
No.
I don't know. I haven't thought of
Brenda
it.
Brenda, that's in charge of that anyway.
After listening to you, I went out and bought a MyPillow. Because,
it is good.
Well, I mean, I hadn't thought about it, but, you know, the pillow can make you very uncomfortable. Plus, they get disgusting after a while.
They really do.
The human head is a terrible place.
Oh, my God. Dirty hair, if you don't take a shower for
dirty hair, dirty thoughts.
Dirty,
We back to that again.
Those dirty
what kind of pillow did Hugh Hefner have?
Not only is your dirty hair rubbing off on the pillow, so are your dirty thoughts. Very disgusting.
Awful.
Go on with the commercial.
Let's clean it up. MyPillow.com. Well, I think you've said it all. All I have to do is tell people to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get 50% off the 4-pack of pillows. 50% off. That's their deal right now. It's a good one. Get those pillows replaced in your home, in your bedroom, on your bed. MyPillow.com. Made in America by American craftsmen. It's machine washable. 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't get a good night's sleep? Send it back. Get your money back. They wouldn't be in business, man. It's the biggest pillow company in the country now. MyPillow.com. Buy them direct from the company. Big savings. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
I want to introduce you to a remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. To say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies every day. The cost to you, 22 cents per serving. The Balance of Nature Fruit and Veggies products help boost the immune system up 720% if you do this every day. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. Boost your immune system. You heard me right. What an amazing product. Give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. Make sure you use the code DJV and you'll get a free month supply using that code. You heard right. A free month. The code is DJV. The product is Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com for a free month supply using code DJV. Experience it for yourself. Balanceofnature.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's review the stories from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. The playoff action in baseball. My God, we're already there. World Series coming up. My heavens. And what the latest is from Brady, et cetera, including a big article I saw on what kind of a car he drives. Huh. All right, number 9 on the countdown story list, the sentencing of Congressman Wiener, 27 months in jail, probably won't serve all that time for his extracurricular activities. Passing of Hugh Hefner is number 8. The probe into what Trump did or didn't do with the Russians are new, number 7. What happened in Puerto Rico, number 6. North Korea, number 5. The victory of Roy Moore is rather a head-scratcher to a lot of people. That's number 4. The discussion of the Americans' health care plan or plans and what survives, what doesn't, what do we have and what do we not have. Trump's proposal to overhaul the taxes from number 2. And the anthem protests, number 1 this week on the story list and the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
Let's go through, because I don't a lot of times take the time to specifically deal with all of the issues or all of the people as we review what's going on, get off onto sidetracks, but it's a regular sort of talk radio conversation, so let's spill the guts. So there are no secrets between us. We're all friends here. Roger Goodell, number 10. Anthony Weiner, number 9. Hugh Hefner, 8. Roger Stone, 7. Kim Jong-un, 6. Lindsey Graham, 5. Stephen Bannon, 4. Roy Moore, 3.
Mitch McConnell 2. Do you believe that? And Donald Trump number 1 on the list of the most discussed people. Let's see. I'm looking for a lady on this list, and I don't see any women. No women on the list of people. Isn't that interesting? All right. Well, what does that tell you about news cycles? I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. All right. We only have a minute left here, Michael. As long as we're in the Hugh Hefner pew, we might as well talk about Michael Wiener being sentenced to 2.5 years in the slammer. That doesn't get much play outside of New York, though, really, has it?
It's a sad story. It has national implications. It's just that, you know, there's so many other things going on. And Wiener's been around a long time with this story. So he's going to prison for 21 months. I think he got off easy considering he was involved with somebody who was underage.
Right. How about Roger Goodell and the way the NFL is booted? You got about 15 seconds for this one, but the Roger Goodell phenomenon from Europe.
They have a headache on their hands, and time will tell how they sort it all out. I think it's just going to fade with time. There'll be something new next week or two. You know, that'll be the end of it.
Well, we have a short attention span anyway, as is exemplified by all of these lists that you have at talkers.com. Talk Radio Review, 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get at the legal aspects of what's going on this week, countdown-wise. The hot hits in talk radio as analyzed by Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, expert on scams and identity theft. At this time of year, or maybe given the circumstance, Steve, it doesn't hurt to report and repeat some of the warnings for these hurricane scams, because there are still plenty, as people, you know, out of sight, out of mind for the most part, but people are still looking to capitalize on the misfortune of all these people in the Caribbean who have been wiped out.
Interestingly enough, Doug, the newest round of scams, you know, we have the charity scams about which people have been warned. You're going to get a call or an email or a text solicitation for phony charities, and you got to check out these charities ahead of time. But the latest scams that the FBI is warning people about are phony investment scams. You're going to get a call We've got a great company, and it's a you look it up, it's a legitimate company that is going to be getting a lot of the work for recovery and repair after the hurricane.
Invest in it.
So now is the time to invest in them. And this is just the latest version of what they call pump and dump. The bad guys buy these companies that really aren't in line for any big hit when they're low valued. Somehow people fall for the scam just because someone tells them that the company is going to soar. They invest in it. Temporarily the price goes up. The scammers sell their stock. The truth comes out. The stocks drop. And all the people that thought they were going to make a killing in the market got killed. So you always got to check out investments.
I think there's a Jewish term called yensing.
It's true indeed.
Yes. All right. Let's get to a couple of the items that are in the story section of this week's chart for Talkers Magazine. Last week of September, the Trump-Russia probe. If you saw Will and Grace this week, you saw Grace's character, one of the...
Love that show.
The premise is that she gets an opportunity to redecorate the Oval Office. So she goes into the Oval Office and finds a little lockbox on the desk, opens it up, and in it there is a Russian-American translation or a dictionary. Obviously with a shot at this. So anyway, how far can we go legally? How far does this all politics, or is there some legal hook to this?
There's some real depth to this investigation, and in fact, some of the things that, you know, like many of these investigations, they start at one thing and they end up at something else. You know, people forget that the Clinton impeachment, and he was impeached, he wasn't convicted, started with what was called a Whitewater investigation, and it was an investigation of a real estate deal. Well, that didn't pan out, but they found other things. Well, here we are still finding intensive involvement between Russia and trying to hack the election. Now, what is the connection with people who were in the Trump campaign? That may be something there. It may be, you know, not coming out. One of the interesting things I'm finding is with all the leaks in Washington, this investigation is being done at a very, very professional level without much in the way of leaks. So we don't know precisely what they're finding, but we do know that now Twitter is involved with phony Russian accounts, and our democracy is really in danger. And this is not something focusing on Trump, and Trump, you know, calling this fake is absolutely ridiculous. He may or may not have had any involvement, but Russia has really trying to manipulate our democracy, and Mueller
seems to do it in other countries as well. They seem to be doing it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
The Wiener sentence, number 9, former Congressman Wiener sentenced to, 2.5 years or something? For
27 months. He won't do that amount. They'll find a prison where he can get his rehab, sending obscene materials to a 15-year-old girl, over the Internet. He is a sick guy. He does need some help. I don't know if prison will help him or us or not.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Yeah, the guy's got a problem, but you wonder how he was handled. My question more, and I didn't ask it well, is his sentence less than somebody else who didn't come from the same stature or would have gotten? Did he get treated with kid gloves?
No, he pretty much got what anyone would have gotten there, and maybe even a recognition that he was a repeat offender. So, mm-hmm. he was treated the same.
All right. Good. Thank you. The overview of what's going on legally, a couple of the stories courtesy of the expertise of Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.